Hey, happy day. I am in the bush, clearly, and I'm competing with birds. I mean, they're chirping in the background. Hopefully you all can hear me over top of them and see me with all the bush stuff and everything else. Are you with me? I got stuff. In the state of Georgia, just recently, a bill was signed that would make daylight saving time permanent. And here's what one state official said, and I thought it was kind of cute. He says, it'll become permanent so that criminals will have one less hour in the evening to commit their crimes. Well, that's one way to look at it, for sure. Now, the Pew Research data stuff has just kind of come out, and this is what it says. This is in March of 2020. White liberals are more likely than any other group to be diagnosed with a mental health disorder. I've been saying that for a long time, and I didn't even have to go do a study. 50% of white liberal women under 30 have been diagnosed with a mental health condition, and many left-wingers now, they haven't been afflicted with the Trump derangement syndrome, and the left identifies those people on the right. That'd be me and maybe you as racists and bigots and just bad folk. That's us. Hey, how do you like that? Now let's swing over to Minneapolis. Just the other day, the police there, they shot and they actually killed a carjacker, right? Because he did a bad thing and they went in and boom and boom, they killed him, okay? Multiple rounds, as a matter of fact, were shot back at them by the bad guy. So Black Lives Matter protesters then, you know what? They knelt for a moment of silence and then they gathered outside of the governor's mansion and then they found out that the carjacker was actually white. They left, they packed up and they went home. White lives don't matter, just saying. British Columbia, Canada. You know what? They're talking a lot about closing the borders from other provinces. Yeah, legally they got some issues with that, but they put signs up and they said, please don't come across. And you know, they're not saying that we'll put you in jail, but it's pretty close because you kind of feel that way in Canada, just saying, whoa, you don't want me? I won't come, right? However, swing over now to the airport, say in Vancouver, the international planes, they're landing all of the time. There's people coming from all kinds of countries. So let's think about that. We don't want Canadians to come across the border from Alberta, but we want people to come from other countries like China and Russia and so on. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Jeez, welcome to the communist world. And then in Alberta, you got more dumbness going on. You got the government there. Effectively, they're saying, hey guys, we've given lockdown after lockdown and nothing works. We're going to continue doing the same thing. Einstein would have fun with you, Premier, and all of your guys. And the economy's a shambles, right? Nobody works anymore. Hundreds of thousands of jobs have been lost. Oh, but by the way, you own stuff, right? You own the banks because, you know, you never get a dividend, but you own the parks. But we're going to now start to charge you to go to Kananaskis to visit, and we're going to charge you $15 per vehicle per time. That's it. You got somebody down. Why not kick them right in the head? Oh, the Alberta government. They're, you know what? They're vexing. They haven't got a clue with regard to the citizenry and what to do. They really don't. I mean, read, government people, about free enterprise capitalism and about the citizenry. You work for them. I know you don't know that, but you do. You really do work for them. So kind of get with the program. And then the government in Canada, the government under the prime minister, Justin Trudeau, they now have a bill that will censor the internet for its own citizens, right? I mean, this guy's like Hitler through and through. The bill proposes to ban hurtful language against politicians. That means that you'll never hear from me again because I say things that hurts their feelings because they're stupid and they're dishonest and they're lazy and they don't do anything to help anyone except themselves. There, I'm banned forever. How do you like that? And the people, we'll see what's in the bill when it's tabled. Boy, oh boy. And they're doing this to have the safety and the security of the Canadian population protected. Are you kidding me? And they're going to set up a whole new regulatory body to police people like me because I can't say anything to hurt the language or hurt the feelings, rather, hurtful language to hurt the feelings of a politician. This is pretty bad stuff, but because all the freedoms that we know, even the birds are mad at this one. I mean, they'll be gone. Not good. And then you have the Liberal government in BC and other parts of Canada that are buying hotels. Lots and lots of hotels. Zillions of dollars of money that isn't their money. It's the taxpayers' money. And they say that they're buying the hotels to put homeless people in. A lot of them are homeless because they want to be homeless. Don't buy them a home. But you know what? I don't believe that's the case. Because they don't have a heart, these people, let alone a mind. And I got to really get this out because soon I won't be able to. But I will. I got away. In any event, They're doing it really to nationalize hotels. That's their concept. They want to own everything because they think they're smarter than the populace, right? Here's a sign that was out on one of the hotels. You can't make this stuff up. This is a hotel that they bought, and they're giving away the rooms, the accommodations, for free, okay? Here they have a sign, free Wi-Fi, starting at $59.99. Good business. How long are you going to last in business? And then we have in the government hotels that the federal government is putting people into. If you come into Canada and you're Canadian, doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated or not, you have to stay in a hotel, so they say. The good news is most people are walking through the airport and saying, hey, you guys, that's not. But these people, the multiple employees that work at these hotels, these people, many of them now have been, what is it? They have COVID. I'll get it. You know what? They've tested positive for COVID. That's the wordage. And now what? I mean, the government can't keep you safe. They can't even do it in a hotel, for heaven's sakes. They can't even give the vaccine to the people who work at the hotel. We're back to that word, stupidism is forever, okay? Or what? Wear a mask if you had the vaccine, they say. And also do social distancing if you've had the vaccine. And if you've had a negative test, you know, same thing. And there's a 99% recovery rate. But governments, they actually buy into this stuff. There's no science. It's like ordering people to wear a seatbelt when you're out walking in the park. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.